that was when the war was on. If half the kids go to on a train to outside Manchester to escape the bomb, what do the left rest of the class do? Well, it went by. How many? What time you went to school was decided by how many hours of no sleep yet. So you could go, say, at 10 in the morning, because the air raids have all finished back up. And then they'd start coming again for, you know, I can do it. And they blew up, actually, nine kids in a Preston school were killed with machine guns. So, I mean, basically, people do very well when they don't feel bad when they go against a German. But they don't. They're more friends with a German than they are with an English. You know what I mean? They don't. The war is the war. And as soon as the war's over, it's gone. And you're all buddies. And Germans are working for the farmers in England. And then they enjoy, then they go out, they're allowed out, so because they're not prisoners anymore. But they first started being prisoners of war, and then they did all their farm work for the young. For the farmers, they stayed, yeah. Not all, but most majority did, because they had been forced to work under this system, or else you're dead anyway. And then the Germans here, a lot of Germans in Canada, because I used to talk to them when we first came, and they used to joke, we used to joke. Yeah, well, I missed you, buddy. You know, and it wasn't funny, really, but we made fun of it. But I think that's what made people realize that nobody was any different, no matter what you are. No. Just the same.